Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and happy June. Everybody better enjoy June, because this is going to be the last quiet month we've had. Come July, it's going to be gangbusters right through the election. So we are facing a crossroad. I want you to know that on May 31st, we ended an era. 3,500 years, 250 years, and a lot of others besides with the planets. We're facing a crossroad, stepping out in our new life, or hanging on to an old system that will surely bring us a vacuum or death. There is really exciting astral phenomena happening tomorrow, Monday, June 3rd. And you got to get outside and see this. It's known as the Parade of Planets. And I'm going to give you my interpretation of this interesting transit. It's in Gemini. We will be seeing six different planets aligning in the sky. And you can see it with your naked eye. That's so exciting. You may be able to see most of them with a naked eye. Mercury, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn. Now, Neptune and Uranus will be a little far away. But they're not actually in conjunction. They're just very close to each other. It's almost going to be like the big star in the east. We have so many coming together. You can see four out of the six planets. So let's talk about the symbolism and meaning and the astrological context of this parade. It's known as a cluster. From the signs Pisces through Gemini, Saturn and Neptune are in Pisces. Mars and Chiron are in Aries. The Moon and Uranus are in Taurus, and Jupiter, Venus, and Mercury, and the Sun are all in Gemini. Venus is conjunct the Sun, so it won't be visible. It'll be disappeared. Venus is in front of the Sun, and this is called a combustion. There will also be some strong solar flares in this fast-moving and communicative sign of Gemini. There will be a lot of galactic information coming down to Earth on June 3rd. All this energy will bring everybody a quantum shift, and it's no joke. And we'll have a major effect on the planet. The older, more logical astrology, visible transits tend to have a lot of impact on people. It usually affects the animals and animal spirits and the birds and the fish in the ocean. The feeling and motivation that people have, much like the full moon effect, emotions will be on high. people will be activated because it affects the light paradigm of the Earth. The light coming onto the planet is affected when you have plant bodies that are visible. Isn't that exciting? This has a real physical effect on perception rather than being something that is unseen, because you can go out and look at it just like you did the aurora lights a couple of weeks ago. Usually astrology movements are invisible, but once they can see them, it becomes actual, it becomes real, it becomes a perceptual thing. All of a sudden we have a real physical shift in our life. We feel differently. Some of us know we've gone through a portal. We're seeing different surroundings and we're seeing a different path for ourselves. This is the main thing I want to point out. With Venus combust to the sun, with Mercury conjunct Jupiter in Gemini, this is a realization. This is a wow. We've made things way too hard on ourselves in the past. We've gone into overkill. We've burned out. We've elected some kind of structure in our life that is too demanding. And now we have a lighter touch coming to the planet. And in some cases, we're called upon to work with what we have more efficiently and to really work with our higher self. That's the Aquarian energy, the air energy, the energy of the breath. For the next 20 years, we will be working with higher self communication. Also, with Pisces being strongly emphasized at this time, we have Saturn conjuncting some minor asteroids and dwarf planets coming up. We have a very romantic, fantastic, and in many cases meaningful macro we are working with. It's going to be a great month, this month of June. You may think all of these years, I have felt so unfulfilled about something. And now suddenly there's some type of exterior element that's bringing about some kind of purification and purging of thoughts and emotions by way of expressing them. The desired result is an emotional state of renewal and restoration. Guess what? You're healing. We're in a new era and it's very healing, especially at the beginning as it opens up June 1st. That was yesterday. We will be seeing some strikes and people that are just stopping. This Gemini energy is a breaking, a turning point for some people. It's not a tower moment. It's just like, I'm done with it. This is just too hard. I can't do it anymore. I'm taking a time out. I'm quitting this. I'm stepping back. It's not worth it to me. What I'm getting is change. It's just not worth it. The worth of exchange, some major element in your life, will be a major element at this time. It's also a time for new relationships, building perhaps because another one has failed. So there's a failure of some sort. And a new relationship to fill the void is coming in. We do have a debilitated Jupiter in Gemini, but it's conjunct Mercury, who is at home in Gemini. So, June 3rd, and this first week of June that we're going through right now in 2024, there is really important events happening in everyone's life where it will program or set the condition, bring in the energy as to how debilitated or non-debilitated this entire transit of Jupiter and Gemini is. And Jupiter will be here for 1 year. We have a debilitated and at-home energy coming together On the world stage, this could be a diplomatic progress energy. The negative and the positive aligning. This could be unlikely friends or unlikely alliances forming and coming together in June. It could be a case of something that was not resolvable, now becoming resolvable. There are really some good opportunities for resolution here. Let's pray for the Middle East and hope that they are a part of the energy. The Mars-Chiron conjunction in Aries and the Saturn-Neptune conjunction in Pisces are giving a wounded feeling about things. Maybe there's two-facedness or I'm not willing to forgive this operating here. That is a part of Jupiter in Gemini. It expands the duality. It expands the multiple factors of certain situations. And it can complicate things. And people can have a lot of different paces at this time. So that would be something that you would want to consider. Also, with this cluster of planets, depending on what part of the chart these planets are transiting, it would be hard to either deprive or limit the obvious meaning of something. Some people try to skirt meaning here or try to force a certain logical narrative when in reality it's obvious that you really need to let go and move forward. Don't try to debilitate or use logic. Go to the heart, the intuition. I know what my meaningful path is. I know what I need to do, and it's not that complicated. Oh. Here I am trying to put a lot of detail orientation onto it, or I'm trying to stretch the meaning of something, like there's not enough money, so let's just go and make some more. I think we know who does that to populate the area of luck. There could be a big spending bill coming in through June, or a major expense for some people. It could also be coming in from the other direction. You could get a windfall, but it could be heavily scrutinized because there is a heavy scrutinizing energy with this entire structure. Mars and Chiron in Aries is adamant about making sure that there is a fair distribution of energy or that nothing is being undermined or hidden. It's going to be fun to see what Congress does with a lot of the bills that they're trying to introduce. Getting back to this visual parade of planets transit, it seems like people are at a crossroad point here. We leave a certain area during this time. We cannot expect to return to it. So if you are moving, you won't be coming back to where you're at. There's a finalization grid coming in now. But it's more playful than we are used to because of the way these young signs, Taurus, Aries, are definitely the majority. They're young signs. Aries is the baby of the zodiac. We want to play, but we have a heavy finality here that doesn't clear up until the end of the year. We have weight in the final part, as well as wait in the new beginning next January. How do we balance this? The South Node is in Libra, and that's the only part that's opposite side of the chart. We have nothing from Cancer through Capricorn, and that's a lot of empty space. It causes a vacuum. Nature abhors vacuums. Are there empty spaces in your life that are not being filled? How often do you smile? How often are you hugged? This would be an important time to note that. And also why you have this empty space. Because there's not enough? I don't have enough and have to create it out of thin air. And then the entire system gets demeaned in some way. It's like a rock in a hard place. Or that a lot of us are stuck in right now. Yeah, we all are really stuck. most of us, many of us, we're stuck at a crossroad. We've ended an era. We've accepted lack or demeaned the entire system in order to populate something that's in our vacuum. These are the energies at play right now, with the South Node in Libra anchoring these energies. It's, I have to accept lack and the pain that it causes, or I have to squeeze blood out of a turnip, or just create a lot of valueless things just to populate something that was meant to be empty or lacking in the first place. Also, this can be a filler type of experience. Sometimes we make desperate moves trying to prove our capacity and to fill something up that may not mean much. A bank account with some valueless currency. At one point could have done something, but then it just decreases and decreases. Or a digestive system that's full of food that has no nutritional value. It'll give you a feeling of fullness, but is it providing to you a meaningful sustenance or nutrient? It's all coming to a crescendo. There will be a lot of generating or populating that there is fullness or meaning here, but it might be running on empty calories, inflated currency, a valueless media. Consume, consume, consume. We're getting into a consumption crisis that is actually hitting a turning point, and people are really challenged to actually create relationships and to create connections that have real value and sustenance. With Venus and the Sun conjuncting in Gemini, it's kind of like not having to overthink it anymore and to place yourself in areas where it is actually possible to connect. Maybe it's an area of karma. This area just does not agree with me. Or I'm in an area where nobody connects with me. Or I feel voided out. So many people are living like that. This is actually easily resolved, and I'm seeing a lot of travel. This parade of planets could actually be a portal into more movement or to experience places you've never been. It's going to lighten the step and make the body lighter as well. The energetic body will be less locked down and weighted down. All this is contingent upon, am I going to populate something meaningless, or am I going to accept lack? Sometimes we don't have something we need during this time. It could be like getting off of fast food with no nutrients. You don't feel too good at first, but eventually you will begin to feel a lot better. It's important that you know that many of us will feel this sense of lack, like some type of adrenaline, because it keeps surging and surging. Even if nothing crazy is happening in your life, you still feel that energy, that adrenaline. Somehow, all of that has to be rewired. We've been through so much in the past 3 years. And we've gotten in some habits that have been negative, so we really have to change it because it's over. A good rest and recovery is important here. The best way we can work with this energy, this quantum shift that's coming in, is cutting out a lot of things. Like the King or Queen of Swords, we really need to be leaning into this mature, evolved, air archetype. We need to clear away the debris. Clear the stale air out of the room. Things are changing, so cut out a lot of things that you know are no longer good for you. Watch for mass cuts and layoffs, budget cuts, major shifts on what we feel we can spend, promote, reductions, what we can generate. This time is all very, very different. It could be a long list of things that you need to remove all at once. That's called a paradigm shift. And then things will begin to heal very quickly. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're going to take a break for the weekly cosmic tip. And I'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report, week of June 3rd through June 9th, 2024. June brings us a different energy and some real surprises. The strong emphasis on Gemini at the beginning of the month promises a playful lightness and effortless success. You can go further the first week in June by pooling your mental and physical resources with others who will help and support you rather than going it alone. The strong emphasis on the sign of Gemini characterizes the quality of time. The mood is relaxed and invites you to broaden your horizons. Jupiter in Gemini trines Pluto in Aquarius on June 3rd. Now you can accomplish even challenging things with ease. Mercury also reaches Gemini on June 3rd. It forms a sextile to Neptune shortly before the sign ingresses. On Tuesday, June 4th, Mercury conjoins Jupiter and trines Pluto. The Sun and Venus form a conjunction in Gemini on that same day. It's an optimal day for group brainstorming and teamwork. The energy generates out-of-the-box solutions that will bring in long-term benefits. On Wednesday, June 5th, the moon enters Gemini and there's a new moon the following day. Use this time for varied conversations with friends. Dare to make small talk with strangers. Read that book that has been sitting on your bedside table for ages. Listen to that podcast that you always wanted to hear. Sharing, generosity, and understanding pave the way to true power. You can get many new ideas during this time, and some things will come in easier than usual. However, the Gemini talkativeness could also result in you not understanding anything due to all the words. Meditating on the flow of your breath during this time can help transform the lively energy into an open stillness. You may want to rethink your relationship status on Thursday's new moon. This new moon conjoins Venus in Gemini. The planet of true love joins up with the light. This brings in a promising time to search for new romance or to strengthen the bonds of an existing alliance. Any romantic seeds planted at this time have the potential to blossom into a loving, emotional, compassionate support system over the coming years. In other words, it would be here to stay. In the following days, the general astrological climate will cloud over somewhat. Venus squares Saturn in Pisces on Saturday, June 8th, as does the Sun on June 9th. You could feel a bit lazy on Saturday morning, but the energy vibes become more productive as the day moves on. A hangover mood could now spread. Mars enters Taurus on June 9th and reaches a square to Pluto on June 11th. It's best to schedule chores and obligations for the late afternoon and early evening. Sunday is a different story, when only a few will be in the mood for any work. However, if you focus on art, romance, or film, you can enjoy a day of heightened, peaceful, and beautiful emotions. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question, not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you. That was Peter, Paul, and Mary, and the song is Don't Think Twice, written by Bob Dylan. I love that song. It was written in the 60s, but it sure does fit right now because we're going to say goodbye to the partner, to the job, to whatever we cannot do anymore from our heart. Watch it happen. And I want you to be aware this weekend about the world news. New AI inventions, new species are coming from the sea, new archaeological finds. June 1st and 2nd, this is all happening, right through the 3rd. New medications, new seafood, also indications of how we're changing as humans. We are not just transforming. We are going through a metamorphosis. And this will give us a glimpse of what's going to happen next year when Uranus moves into Gemini in July to November 2025, and then fully into Gemini in 2026. This will be very exciting because it will explode technology, bringing all kinds of innovation, our understanding of the universe, and of how reality is formed, how our thoughts create our reality, along with our galactic connection. Galactic news and galactic connections will be happening. Their discoveries will be opening up in a very fast-moving way. As we begin this era, and it began May 31st, 2024, that was the closing down of the era. Now June 1st is opening up the new era. Everything will be fast-moving from now on. All the outer planets are moving out of earth and water, which is slow and heavy, into fire and air, which is fast and furious. Principally, at that moment, is air. Today, June 2nd, Jupiter trines Pluto, and then on Tuesday, Mercury will come in to conjunct Jupiter as well. This is big future thinking. Big horizons, dreaming big about the future in a way that you haven't done as fully before. This energy is very expansive as well as very positive. Also, we're coming into a new moon, which is next Sunday. I'll be talking about the new moon in Gemini. So sit down this week and expand yourself. Think about the things that you never thought would happen, that you never thought you could do. Write them down and make them your statements for the future. Next Sunday, June 9th, we have Mars moving into Taurus for 6 weeks, and that will be until July 21st, as well as the new moon, bringing in new financial trading and some kind of change there. And I'll talk next week on that. With so many planets in Gemini, the Sun, Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, plus Pluto and Aquarius, that's a lot of air. Mars and Taurus will be our stabilizer to some extent. If you have Mars and Taurus, or you know anyone with Mars and Taurus, the energy has a great reliability and stability. These people have great persistence, endurance, tenacity, seeing projects through to the end. Their energy can just keep going and going and going, like that little pink bunny we're all used to, in a very steady, measured way. Mars will really be helping us through all of this potentially scattered Gemini energy. Then, on June 11th, next week, Mars moves up to square Pluto, in Taurus, Mars is in Taurus, and whereas Pluto in Aquarius. This energy is fantastic, personally. It brings in enormous willpower with a laser focus on whatever you're focusing on. When you have Mars-Pluto aspects, and you may have that in your birth chart, it brings in terrific willpower, terrific focus, which is so useful in everybody's life. In a bigger world, on the global stage, it can bring some very powerful assertions of power. Might makes right. Looking back at the October 7th of last year, when we had the Hamas attack on Israel's settlements, we also had Mars squaring Pluto. That was with the Capricorn Libra energies. Be sure to stay in focus during this time. June is the calm before the storms that will be held in July and August. Keep focusing on your projects. Watch your breath and drop down into the heart energy. Stay in peace and don't ignite that already hot air situation. There is so much happening from now on. Everything is moving astrologically so quickly, led by Jupiter. Jupiter takes a year to move through a sign. It is just literally enter Gemini on May 25th. And by October, it will have moved to 21 degrees Gemini. And being that it moves through 30 degrees, that's very fast. That's considered fast movement. Then it retrogrades and finishes its movement through Gemini in June of 2025. Check out where Jupiter is in your chart. Which house is it passing through? When Jupiter is moving through a house, it expands the meaning of that house. Normally, it's very beneficial, very helpful, because it can suggest success, abundance, and recognition in some way. Occasionally, it can expand a problem. If you already had a problem in that area, it can temporarily expand that problem to make sure that you give it enough attention to handle it, like a health problem, or someone being an enemy, or maybe lack of money. Generally, it brings in freedom and liberation. All of this air and Pluto in Aquarius is going to bring us freedom and liberation. You may not see that right now, but that's what's really happening. That area of Gemini, 0 to 21, is going to be very activated, expanded, normally for the good. Be aware of where that is for you, what area is it in. Also, Uranus is moving quickly. Uranus has an 84-year cycle, but it will never come back to 21 degrees, that important conjunction with Jupiter we had on April 20th. It will keep on moving forward. By September, it will be up to 27 degrees Taurus. Be very alert to what it is now and to what it is activating in your chart. Uranus can bring sudden, radical change from the outside. It's also about breaking up your routines and stale patterns, but it works more comfortably if you initiate the change, if you do it yourself instead of waiting for a crash moment. If you bring in some kind of variety, newness, or breaking an old pattern, like having a snack of chocolate in the afternoon when you're not supposed to do that. Going to our own way, being a maverick, expressing your creativity, your unique essence in a bigger or different way, then it will be much more comfortable transit. Because that's what you're going to be doing, expressing your creativity and your new unique essence in a bigger way. By late June, early July, Jupiter will come to conjunct Uranus in the U.S. chart. Now, the date that I use for the U.S. chart is July 4th, 1778, Philadelphia at 5:10 p.m., That was the signing of the Declaration of Independence. At that time, it will be in 8 degrees of Gemini in the third house. This is the house of communication, the mass media. And this energy is around the full moon in Capricorn, which has a similar theme. I think we will see some big truths coming to the light. Jupiter has to do with the truth, the law, justice, you know what that's going to be about. Somebody is going to be in for a shock, and somebody is going to be slammed for the lies that have been told. Uranus has to do with the truth. Piercing with a sword for clarity. Shock, surprises, the shattering of old paradigms, and very much the shattering of old belief systems. I think we will see some news coming to the front. It comes in waves all of this year and all of next. This news will be important and will be affecting the U.S. because I'm looking at the U.S. chart and that's what I'm seeing. The planet that is not moving quickly is Saturn in Pisces. At this time, it's at 19 degrees and will remain there through the month of June. Then it will retrograde back to 12 degrees and will return to the 19 degrees in the second half of February 2025. See where that house falls in your chart. It will be a different area. Saturn brings us different messages. It shows us where we need to apply our focus, our discipline, and our work. Saturn is excellent for narrowing your focus. If it's going through your third house, like mine is, Saturn, my Pisces is my third house, that can be terrific to begin studying something, because it narrows the mind down to the area that needs to be focused on. The third house also rules the oldest son, siblings, neighbors, and communication. I have had focus on my oldest son quite a bit. His father died in September, right in front of him, and he has to get settled and acclimated, plus a lot of other issues with him have been in focus. I really find all of this fascinating, especially how each planetary movement expresses itself in an individual chart. It's so different, yet it's related. It shows us all about the oneness. He could be asking you to deepen your spirituality because Saturn is in Pisces. If it's in the fourth house, the house of home, it could be about some physical work that needs to be done around the house, or perhaps some plumbing, because it's a water sign. Do you need a new roof? To close, I really want to highlight all the air planets we have right now. Sun, Mercury, Jupiter, moving through Gemini, and Pluto in Aquarius until 2044. That's a lot of air representing the mind. There will be a lot of inventions, new discoveries, and enormous linking of our neutral networks, how we learn, schools and colleges. I'm going to tell you something. By the time we get to 3030, we're not going to be having school in brick buildings anymore. It's going to change. The educational system will be changed out of all kinds of recognition over these next 20 years. How we work and where we work. Digitation, how our banking and money networks affect our reality. Digital currencies, digitalization, everything becoming electrified and digitized. A lot about facial recognition and social media. There's a lot, much more information about that. We will have to work through it. We're going to have to learn about it. And we're going to have to sift through what is good for us and what isn't. How our universe, galaxies, and space is formed and created. I think that's going to be enormous. And we will really prove that it's all about frequency, vibration, and energy. Now, us light workers already know this, but this knowledge is going to grow in a bigger way, bigger than ever, about the structure of frequency and energy. Now, all this air can take up or can put, all go to our head. It's really important to ground. Simple stuff. Go out and hug a tree. Go barefoot in the grass. Do breath work. Drop into the body. You know, I always take a minute to move the energy down into my legs when I stand. And what a difference it's made for me, especially since I became ill. And if I've been sitting for quite a while, for more than 15 minutes, I stretch and I move my energy down to the legs. Walking and exercise is also important. There's going to be much information out there, out in space. Yes, we're going to have a lot of extreme weather. especially in Asia and China. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, high winds, fires, excessive heat. We will be learning a lot about geomagnetics. That's very unstable right now. And we have a lot of those solar flares that's causing all this. How our Earth and physical being is all about what we're going to be learning and how it's all interrelated. Something with the heart, because that's our largest electromagnetic field. It's actually a portal to the cosmos. Did you know that? The heart is a part of the universe, especially when we connect our physical heart to our spiritual heart, the 10th chakra, and learn how to do the circle of light, which I'm going to be teaching. Join that with ascension, vibration, music, and you can literally levitate. I've done it. When we have the space weather, that's what we've had this year, ever since Pluto moved into Aquarius. And we're learning how it's all interconnected. We could be seeing more power outages, more internet outages. But don't worry if this happens. It's from all of this solar flare activity. This is the ingredients for our rapid evolution. Just know that. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'll have a lot more for you next week. I want to tell you about divine sittings. I do divine sittings or stillness time, and I'm going to be doing it on Zoom. And if you're interested in having a divine sitting, send me an email and let me know. Send it to Elizabeth at new-visions.com, and I will begin to schedule them if I hear from you. And join us to welcome in and expand the new consciousness of love. Well, we're going to go into the meditation, and of course we're going to hear William tell us about the moonlight, and we'll finish with Richard. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the 4th chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes. close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace, and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light. Brilliant white light. Like a cluster of falling stars coming down and following you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension. The God Center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.